Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Brooke.
Bottom Line, welcome.
Welcome.
What do we got?
So today's episode is brought to you by Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rock Screw Apparel.
No throttling, no contract, unlimited data, and...
No oil spills.
And Salty Rock Screw Apparel. We've got some really big news coming from Salty Rags, but we can't tell them just yet.
Not yet.
So something big's on the horizon. So this week's episode, we're going to talk about a very, very serious subject. Unwanted stewardess pregnancies.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not.
No. There has been a rash of unwanted unwanted stewardess pregnancies because of COVID, because they're all on the boats and then these women are all of a sudden, no, that has nothing, no, we're not doing that at all.
No, but on the subject of COVID.
COVID. So the guys over at Fort Lauderdale Yacht Crew and Antibes Yacht Crew and all, they brought this to my attention and they said, hey, maybe we should do a show about it. And this is the show. What's the show?
Well, I think it all kind of sparked up after a certain post was
highlighted yes.
on there.
So there was a post that a yacht is hiring crew. Mm-hmm. And now one of the new requirements is you have to have a COVID vaccination.
Yes.
Not a test.
It was a must.
And a vaccination. Mm-hmm. That's when they put you on the wall and throw darts. No. No, vaccination, shot. And everybody's, well, what the hell's going on here? Mm-hmm. So they actually put some polls up to see how it is. The question is, can yacht owners or yacht managers require a COVID vaccination mm-hmm. for new hire crew and for existing crew? So we're going to touch base on that a little. We did our research.
Yeah.
Actually, Brooke did all the research.
A little bit of research. So to start off, it says about 60% of the U.S., you know, obviously people who want to be employed do agree or will comply to people being vaccinated.
So a national poll of U.S. employers,
yeah.
or employees, 60% said, sure, I'll get it.
Yeah.
And the other...
28% said they will be willing to lose their job so they don't get the COVID vaccination.
They'll quit their jobs rather than get...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so this is actually in line with what the polls were for yacht crew. It's about the same.
It is.
Yeah. So, Brooke, can a yacht owner... Now, caveat, this we're researching U.S. law,
mm-hmm.
okay, and U.S. policy. I don't know what it's going to be like in Tanzania, but mm-hmm. can a U.S. yacht owner require crew to get vaccinated?
There is no blanket statement for it, but kind of no. They cannot require it.
They can't require it. Why? What happens? What would be a reason why they can't require it?
Because it goes against the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is basically any kind of, you know, disabilities or health restrictions that would make you go against being a fit, you know, candidate for the vaccine.
So if you are a person with an, what is it? American with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean you're walking around in crutches. It could be in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But if you are one of those, which otherwise you're pretty fit for sea,
mm-hmm.
If there is some underlying condition, you can't force them to do it.
Yeah, which could be like an adverse reaction to the vaccine itself.
Okay, what if you don't have a medical condition? Is there another reason why they can't force you?
It is the EEOC, which kind of protects your religious beliefs within the workplace.
Mm-hmm. So if your religion prohibits you from getting vaccinated?
Yeah, any kind of aspect or, against it.
Or a needle stuck in your arm?
For simple layman's terms, yeah.
So you don't... So basically, remember George Costanza when he invented Festivus because he didn't want to celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, so one way, I'm not saying to get out of it, but you could... join a religion that prohibits you from getting poked in the arm for vaccinations.
And the whole point of the whole religious aspect is that the employer has to have good faith in you to actually take, you know, the whole concept of your religious aspects very seriously. So they can't sit, you can't really go out and be like, oh, my religion prohibits it. And then
you have to
be
a,
like, yeah.
You have to have a real religion, and you probably have to have history of that religion.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't walk up and say, okay, so there are a couple of reasons why they can't force you to get vaccinated. It's mm-hmm. that simple. But, Brooke, medical records, I know, like, I can't ask somebody to see their medical records.
No, that goes against HIPAA.
That goes against HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
The hippopotamuses are mostly in Africa. No, yeah. No, HIPAA is something else.
No, protects the guidelines of like your basic medical information, and that is your own privacy.
Actually, HIPAA states that that's your business and an employer can't ask. Matter of fact, I just recently learned that because of HIPAA, if you go to the hospital and your husband goes, dude, what's wrong with her black eye? The doctor doesn't have to answer.
Mm-mm.
No. My answer would be because you hit her, you dumbass. But anyway, okay.
So there is like a little bit of leeway in between it. It's kind of like us having to clear through the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
That's called like a third party type of test. And it's very blanket statement of, you know, the test you took, the date, and the results. What is beneficial for employers, say if you want your crew members to go and get tested for the vaccine, or I'm sorry, get tested to see if you do have it or get the vaccine in general, then you basically have to go through their health insurance plan, which will give you kind of like the questionnaire of, you know, are you healthy to take this vaccine and whatnot? Because then at that point, they can basically have the gist of whatever kind of health conditions and whatnot that don't go into violating HIPAA policy.
So you can get an abridged version saying they got the vaccine, but we're not going to tell you the rest of the story.
Yeah, that's only through their insurance policy, so it cannot be through third parties, which is okay, basically CVS Pharmacy.
That brings up a very good point. Insurance policy. Who should be paying for this? Let's say a yacht has... Okay, let's say you... They're very adamant about it, and you don't have any religious concerns. Mm-hmm. Festivus doesn't come into play. I'm going to get the vaccine. Who's paying for it?
Typically, it would be the owners of the vessel or the yacht management.
So you don't even have to go through your... So that whole thing with the insurance doesn't apply. So they send you to the place...
Yeah, because if it's, you know, the crew member actually paying for it, then that is technically third party.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if the owner forces you to get the vaccine? They're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
They send you there. You come back, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're like down for the count. You have additional medical problems because of this vaccine. Whose problem is that?
That is also the owner/yacht management is liability. So, it's not very often. It's a very like far and few in between of some kind of like bad adverse reaction to it.
Let's say 2 years down the road, you get an incredible freaking response and you're in a hospital for a month, and we all know how much hospitals cost. Who's going to have to pay for that?
The owner's expense.
Tremendous amount of liability for the yacht operation to take on because we don't know what's going to happen in 5 years with these shots. It also infringes on your personal to require something. So I don't have the answer. I mean, there's problems on both sides.
Yeah. It's not very black and white.
All right. So, Brooke, I am a yacht owner.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at that. Okay. And you are the crew.
Mm-hmm.
I require you to have a vaccination,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you flat out say, I ain't getting it.
And I don't get the job.
You don't get the job.
Mm-mm.
Another thing that people are warning is, you have, as a yacht owner, you have 10 crew. 5 say, I'm not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have? You have to terminate, right?
Before termination, though, you have to show like a proof of accommodation, which is basically how can that person perform their jobs, you know, to their full extent until they can't really at some kind of owner's expense or it's just not doable anymore.
What the guidelines that they're putting out, and it changes every day, guys, okay? They're saying that if you have an employee who does not want the vaccination, and employers have a big problem, if 40% of your workforce says no, then your business is going to go into turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is you have to make accommodations for those people who don't want the shot.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean in a normal planet, you work in the warehouse, put your mask on, put your gloves on, and you were going to isolate you. In yachting, can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very straightforward what your job is, what you can and can't do.
So guidelines that are being made for companies do not translate into yachts. You can't isolate maybe an engineer. You can't isolate a stewardess from the guests. Yeah. Also, some of the guests are going to be of an advanced age, so there's going to be that involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're actually in some of this paperwork here saying if you can't make those changes and they don't want the vaccination, it's either termination or suspension or
it's just you're trying to just exhaust any kind of option of accommodation, which if it can't be done, it just can't be done.
Can't be done. Mm-hmm. That could mean every time the boss comes on board, this is a nightmare. But the crew who don't want to get vaccinated have to leave the boat, and you get vaccinated crew in for that trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a total nightmare.
It's literally at the owner's expense.
So what can owners do to encourage the vaccination?
Give them incentives to do so.
Oh, I love incentives. Mm-hmm. What do we got?
So the biggest one, I'd say this is number one, is just like educational program as to why the vaccine is good for you, the benefits, and, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay, first one's educational program for yacht crew. That'll go over real well. Let's all go to the pub, yeah. All right, while the captain sits around and goes, get it, it's good for you. That's educational. Yeah. Okay, next one.
Another one is that the vaccine to be provided at the owner's expense.
Which I think, if this happens, it should be.
Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, I think the recovery time for the first and second, you know, dose of the vaccine is the 2 weeks.
Paid time off. Mm-hmm. Hey, you get a shot, you get a couple weeks off. That's an incentive.
Yeah.
Is there any others? How about money? How about some cold, hard cash?
That's always great. We love money.
They can pay you to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
No, you can actually create an incentive program. This isn't us, by the way. This is the government making these recommendations.
Yeah.
Did people who get vaccinated get a bonus? That sounds a little...
I don't know.
All right. So, lastly, can new hires get... can you make the condition of the job as a new hire to be vaccinated already?
I would say yes, just because, I mean, you don't have to take the job if you don't.
Okay, and actually it says it right here. The Civil Rights Act. Generally speaking, employers are permitted to require employees to receive vaccines. Mm-hmm. That's new hires. So yes, the answer is they can, mm-hmm. unless you believe in Festivus or any other religious, mm-hmm. or your underlying disability with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Those are the two violations. Mm-hmm. Now, did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
Gang, this has never happened before. Things are going to swing one way or the other. I'm not giving you the answer if a boat owner can give you a vaccine or require you to or not. I'm just letting you know some of the situations that they're not allowed to, and if they do, some of the things that they have to do to allow it.
Yeah, I got to kind of go through the loopholes of it, really.
There's a huge amount of liability for the owners of the boats to require this. Mm-hmm. It could be medical bills down the road. It could be, you know, they're even talking about, some people are starting to sue employers.
Could be like an independent contractor coming to the boat, say they got COVID from the boat, and then if they, you know, say have a bad reaction to it, then that is liability on the boat then, because somebody could have possibly given it to them.
Yeah, so we're not telling you if they can or they can't. I'm telling you right now, it's a gray area. Mm-hmm. And in certain circumstances, they can. And in certain circumstances, they cannot require a COVID vaccine. Now, of all the circumstances, a new hire seems to be the most plausible for the owner. He's not giving you the vaccine. Mm-hmm. He's not responsible for it. He just requires you to have it before you get on board, like mm-hmm. a cruise ship or something. Mm-hmm. So that one situation. Now, that being said, I want to make this absolutely clear. Owners and captains and chief stewardesses and anybody who's a new hire, or even if you're a full-time employee, can say, we're quarantining you to the boat. You need to wear a mask.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you need to wear a mask. You need to go get tested. They still have the complete right to do all that. And don't forget, the easy way around this is the owners are coming in 2 weeks, or you have a charter in 2 weeks, quarantine the whole damn boat for 2 weeks. That's going to be sucky, but that's another way around it, and mm-hmm. it's totally legal because, let's face it, these are boats and they move, you know? You guys stay safe out there. I'm Doug.
And I'm Brooke.
And that's The Bottom Line.
Bye.
Bye.